So let's just take a moment to get nice and comfy. Make sure we're cozy and warm and relaxed. Take a few nice deep breaths. And let's just make sure that we are as here as we can be. Anything that we don't need to be given attention to, we can just set aside for now and be fully here. Of course, our mind will wander at times, but let's have the intention to really be present to this, to this time we have for meditation. Let's just give ourselves permission to slow down, to just disconnect from whatever's been going on. That it's totally the best use of our time to be here, to be sitting. And that we're open for whatever wants to be experienced in this time. No ideas or preconceptions about what we should experience. Let's begin by just observing our breath, just noticing the breathing in and out. Not forcing our breath, we're not doing anything to manipulate it. We're just going to simply allow ourselves to notice the in-breath, the out-breath. Just watching. With no intention to control, just watching. So we're not trying to achieve anything here. We've got no intention at all in this meditation. We're not going to even try to relax. We're just here. Observing our lungs, our chest moving, expanding, contracting, at whatever pace that's happening. And if your attention is drawn to any particular part of your body, if there's an ache or a sensation or an itch. You can just allow the attention to go and just bring it back to the breath whenever you notice. Noticing too that you can be aware of your breathing, but also still hear the sounds that are going on, still be listening to my words. You don't need to exert any effort for that to happen. You can just simply be present and absorbing what's spoken. You can give yourself some time off from trying to meditate, trying to be spiritual, trying to let go, all those things, just for now. We're just going to drop all our internal agendas, all the things we are working on for this time. We're going to stop trying to get somewhere. It's simply enough to watch our breathing. To just be here, really. And it's simply by being here, we're already successfully meditating. there's no other criteria for a successful meditation than that. You've already passed the test, you've already won. And giving yourself this time just notice that you're here, that there is this presence about you that's present. That's all. Just simply here. That there's already a part of you that's not racing ahead or trying to figure something out. Or trying to get to some place, some spiritual place. There's already something about you that's just here, only here. And really, all we're doing is putting our attention on that part of ourselves. It's always here. We're just giving ourselves some time to notice it. To come to a rest for a while, to a pause, or even a stop. Then it's completely okay to exist in this manner where we're not trying to receive anything, to get anything. We're not trying to get anywhere. We don't have to try to control or manipulate our mind, our intention, our energy, or anything at all. You want to carry on observing your breath, you can, or you can just simply be here. There's nothing you need to get done in this meditation, there's no checkbox to check. And in this time that we have, let's explore exactly what is here. So we can ask an open question in meditation and simply ask, what is it that is actually here? Let me experience exactly what is actually here, already present. And we can ask that question and then let it go. Be open to experience whatever the answer of that question comes as. It may come as thoughts or emotions, shifting energy or sensations. It may come as wandering attention. Positive experiences, negative emotions, it may come as peace, silence, noisy mind. Simply imagine ourselves to be a question mark. What is actually here? If we experience any particular emotion, we can allow that to come, that we're in a safe environment. Or any particular thoughts that come and go. And what else is here? Thoughts, emotions, our body, sensations, my words, noises in the external environment. And what else is here? And we're open to whatever way reality wants to present itself. We're open to whatever way it wants to show up. Again, we're not expecting any particular experience. We're going to let go of our agenda of things we want to experience in meditation. We can begin to trust that whatever is actually here already could be way better than anything we could expect or imagine. So just a simple openness. A looking, a seeing, a wondering. What's actually here right now? What actually happens when I open up and cease running and searching for a moment? What does that feel like? Knowing that we don't have to do anything, that simply our openness, our lack of agenda, our intention is enough. Just make ourselves available. Whatever we experience, we don't have to name it. We You don't have to hold on to it. And you may begin to notice that simply asking the question already begins to relax us, relax our body, relax our mind. What is actually here? As if it was the very first time we've asked that question, as if we had no preconceived ideas. You may get several answers to that question. You may get thought answers. You may have emotional answers. Maybe sensations experience. The truest answer is really something that's not any of those. It's just here. And it's constant. And it's you. Just gently investigating. What is actually here in this moment? Is there more to this moment than I might have realized so far? Might I have been skimming the surface of my experience? Recognizing that really our experience is going on two levels. That of the moving, changing world of thoughts and emotions and sensation, sounds and stimuli. And we're all familiar with that type of experience. That there's also a deeper part of our experience in any moment that we can begin to pay more attention to. That's simply present. Quite indescribable, and yet completely present. That it's something wholly reliable. It's not fluctuating. That we don't have to work hard for. We simply need to notice it's here. And to invite the experience with our question, what is actually here? Maybe I've had ideas about what's here, rather than actually just looking, noticing, finding, being. Recognizing that even asking the question begins to shift our experience, that the openness of the question begins to bring about a deeper state of being, of relaxation, of openness, of clarity. And also recognizing that this is an endless question. That every time we ask what is actually here, we can have an ever deepening experience of the answer. Can become explorers into the present moment, into what's present in this moment. We can begin to notice that even our willingness to ask the question brings about a different type of life experience. And that we're not experiencing a particular state, or we haven't done any gymnastics to reach this place. This is what's already present. And that there's nothing that can take this away from us. And at any time we choose, at any point, during any day, in any moment, no matter where our body is or what it's doing, we can ask this question. And become explorers of our own consciousness. Discoverers of our own peace. Can experience our own stability. Can begin to explore for the rest of our life, even in the depths of our awareness that's been undiscovered to this point, knowing that we can never reach an end. And that every time we ask this question, we're willing to open, willing to drop our assumptions about what's here, we'll be rewarded with an ever deepening experience of ourselves. Accessing this that is totally complete within itself. Just this openness. And just this question. Our guiding compass for our experience. And the question itself doesn't really even need to be answered in words or thoughts. That the question itself will simply work its magic inside our consciousness. And that if we allow it, the question will take us on a never-ending journey of self-discovery. Becoming completely comfortable with the already soreness of this. And yet, at the same time, the never-ending deepening of this. So we're simply learning to disarm ourselves of all our strategies and recognizing that those strategies are actually a defense against this. this is nothing to be feared. It's simply you. And the more we can simply ask this question, what is actually here? The less we'll feel the need to protect ourselves, to strategize, to analyze. As if we're coming to switch one mode of being to another. May even be able to notice that the question itself is beginning to cause a slowing down, a stopping, a resting within you. And that gently, naturally, effortlessly, you're coming to a place where you can no longer run again, no longer stress again. To this place, the simply here. This place where no strategies were ever needed, where you're completely and totally safe. And where the only thing that we need to do is to simply be open. To make a little room in our being for the question. To be willing to let the question work its magic. Be so simple that we could find peace by simply asking a question. Knowing that we will always receive an answer to our question. If we know how to look. That perhaps in the past we may have stopped at the thought answer to that question, or to an experience, but now we're delving deeper. Exploring what is beyond all that, and yet absolutely inside all that. knowing that there is no final answer, no end exam. Can begin to explore and discover and reveal. And that if we allow this question to be our guide, we can experience an ever-increasing sense of openness, of peace, of joy, clarity, insight. And love. So, in a moment, whenever you're ready, I'm going to ask you to open your eyes and bring yourself back. But I'd like to, before we do that, to remind you that this is a eyes open question too. This is not just an experience we've had in meditation that is finishing. This is the way of living, a state of being. And every day and always question. So whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes.